I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, you can go out on our website at sierrawave.net if you're interested in looking at the 2026 Inyo County Board Meeting Calendar. Approved resolution this afternoon. We here at Sierra Wave would like to congratulate Sergeant Hohenstein on being recognized for 10 years of service at the Bishop City Council meeting on Monday night. Congratulations. Mono County is proud to announce the official release of its annual report for the fiscal year 2024-2025, covering the period from July 1st, 2024 to June 30th of 2025. The comprehensive document serves as an accessible resource for residents detailing the county's financial health, strategic planning, and significant achievements across all departments. The 2024-25 report showcases key progress in areas vital to the Eastern Sierra community, including housing stability, public safety, fiscal health, community vitality. This report can be found on our website at sierrawave.net or on our Facebook page at Sierra Wave Media. From our representative, Kevin Kiley, the statement, the Fix-It Act is currently the only proposal to extend ACA premium tax credits that would reduce the deficit, saving taxpayers a net $90 billion over the next decade while constraining the skyrocketing health care premiums for tens of millions of Americans. The Fix-It Act is about making sure people don't lose their insurance while we work to reform a system that clearly isn't working, said Van Drew. We need to extend coverage and take the time to build something better and more affordable. This bill helps us do that. In the Central Valley and across the country, families are facing skyrocketing health care costs, said Gary. The bipartisan common sense legislation to safeguard affordable care and ensure ACA subsidies don't lapse. We must work together to prevent needless price hikes on hardworking families. The cost of health care is skyrocketing and South Texans need immediate relief, said Gonzalez. I am pleased to join a bipartisan group of colleagues committed to finding common sense solutions that will ensure families can afford the care they need and never have to take extreme actions like rationing medication, skipping a doctor's visit, or foregoing health care altogether. More on this article can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Also from the desk of Representative Kevin Kiley, the House voted overwhelmingly to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools SRS program, which is proudly sponsored by Congressman Kevin Kiley. SRS provides essential funding to public schools in rural communities across the United States, including those in California, 3rd Congressional District. The SRS program was created in 2000 to offset revenue losses for counties containing large areas of national forest land where timber sales have been dropping. These declines have directly impacted several rural counties in Congressman Kevin Kiley's district, where local school budgets are heavily reliant on this federal support. For our rural communities, the Secure Rural Supports Program is not optional. It's essential, said Representative Kiley. These funds keep teachers in classrooms, maintain critical services, and ensure that every student has access to a high-quality education. I'm proud that the House has acted to fully restore the support, and I will continue fighting to make sure our rural counties are never left behind. More on this article can be found on our website as well at sierrawave.net. Well, yesterday for us on December 9th, which we yesterday for Australia, became the first country in the world to officially ban children under 16 from having accounts on major social media platforms. Formerly, the Online Safety Amendment, Social Media Minimum Age Act of 2024 required platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, X, formerly Twitter, and others to block under 16 from having accounts. Social media companies that fail to make the reasonable steps to enforce the age restrictions could face fines up to, in Australian dollars, $49.5 million, according to Reuters. The Australian government and its supporters argue that the ban is necessary to protect children from the growing harms associated with social media. Key motives included protecting mental health and well-being, fostering healthier development, addressing privacy and data protection concerns, putting responsibility on platforms, not parents and children. Well, the criticisms and concerns are, well, enforcement difficulty and circumvention, which is, you know, tech-savvy teens, risk of pushing children to unsafe spaces by banning mainstream platforms. Some children may migrate to unregulated corners of the internet, which could put them at a greater risk. Impact on digital literacy and expression, privacy and data collection concerns around age verification, potential social isolation, or possible suppression of their voice. Well, arguments in favor of the following in Australia is a strong preventative stance on youth mental health risk, cyberbullying, privacy, and exposure to harmful content. If enforced well, could reduce addictive and unhealthy social media habits and encourage real-life social interactions, shift burdens of protection to platforms, potentially reducing parental stress or neglect due to lack of awareness. Why are we talking about this in Bishop News? Well, countries around the world, including the U.S., are considering possibly instituting similar bans, where they would put the pressure on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X as it is known now, or even TikTok, to do the age restrictions rather than the parents. We put a poll up, well, not a poll, but basically a post out on Facebook asking what you think. Should social media be banned from people under the age of 16? We'd love to hear your thoughts. That post is still out on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.